Good morning, I'm Dan, and this is Feedcast Radio, bringing you the tech news that actually matters on this Tuesday morning.
And I'm Jess. Dan, we've got some wild stuff today. AI companies are throwing around money like it's Monopoly cash, and someone's trying to make our password managers less secure than a screen door.
Plus, we found the most hilariously specific headline about an Olympic choreographer going viral for changing jackets. But first, let's talk about World Labs raising $200 million from Autodesk. So World Labs just closed a massive $200 million round led by Autodesk to bring world models into 3D workflows. This is Fei-Fei Li's company, and they're essentially trying to teach AI to understand 3D spaces like humans do.
Wait, Fei-Fei Li, isn't she like the godmother of computer vision? If she's behind this, it's probably not just another AI bubble play.
Exactly. Li literally created ImageNet, which kickstarted the whole deep learning revolution. But here's what's interesting. Autodesk leading this round signals they see world models as the future of 3D design and manufacturing.
That makes sense though, right? Like, if AI can truly understand 3D spaces, it could revolutionize everything from architecture to game development. No more flat, weird AI-generated hands.
Ha! Though knowing AI, it'll probably generate buildings with six doors and impossible staircases. But seriously, $200 million suggests Autodesk thinks this could replace traditional KD workflows entirely.
The timing is perfect, too. With all the metaverse and spatial computing buzz, having AI that actually gets...
Speaking of AI developments, let's shift gears to something that might actually affect your daily life. Password managers promising they can't see your data except when they totally can.
Oh no, please tell me this isn't another your data is safe with us moment that turns into a whoops, we can see everything situation.
According to Ars Technica, some password managers' zero-knowledge architecture isn't as zero-knowledge as advertised. The devil's in the implementation details, and apparently, some companies cut corners.
This is why I have trust issues with tech companies. They promise end-to-end encryption and zero knowledge. Then it turns out they kept a spare key just in case.
The worst part is that most users have no way to verify these claims. You're essentially taking their word that they've implemented cryptography correctly, which is like trusting a fox to guard your henhouse.
So what's the solution here? Go back to writing passwords on sticky notes? At least I know the government can't hack my post-it collection, yet.
The article suggests looking for password managers that have undergone third-party security audits. But honestly, this is another reminder that trust but verify should be verify, then maybe trust a little.
Great advice, though I'm pretty sure most people will just keep using 123456 as their password and call it a day. Sometimes ignorance really is bliss.
All right. We've covered AI money and security nightmares. Time for a quick break. We'll be right back with the story of how an Olympic choreographer broke...
This episode of Feedcast Radio is brought to you by, well, us, Feedcast, the AI radio that turns your news feeds into personalized shows. Want your news your way every single morning? Try Feedcast Premium. No ads, custom topics, and your show ready before your coffee.
And we're back. I'm still trying to wrap my head around how jacket changing became a viral sensation, but...
So according to Wired, Olympic choreographer Benoit Richaud went viral during the Paris Olympics, not for his choreography, but for his smooth jacket changes between performances. The internet was absolutely mesmerized.
I love this so much. In a world where everyone's trying to go viral with elaborate stunts, this guy just mastered the art of wardrobe efficiency and accidentally became a legend.
It perfectly captures our collective attention span, doesn't it? Billions of dollars in Olympic production, world-class athletic performances. And what do we focus on? A man changing jackets with unusual competence.
But you know what? Good for him. Sometimes the most genuine viral moments are the completely accidental ones. No algorithm gaming, no manufactured drama, just pure jacket-changing excellence.
There's something beautifully absurd about it. In an age of AI that can generate entire 3D worlds and password managers that may or may not be spying on us, we're still enchanted by a person being really good at putting on clothes.
Maybe that's exactly what we need more of. Simple human moments that remind us that not everything has to be world-changing to be wonderful.
Well said. And on that surprisingly philosophical note about Olympic jacket choreography, that's a wrap for today's Feedcast Radio.
Thanks for joining us. Keep your password secure, your 3D models realistic, and your jacket changes smooth. I'm Jess.
And I'm Dan. We'll see you tomorrow with more tech news and probably more stories that make us question.